Since 9/11, information sharing has become a mantra of federal agencies focused on homeland defense. But a new government report says many departments are still singing from different sheet music because they rely on different watch lists to identify suspicious characters. Meanwhile, state and local police say they're learning how to access federal information about terror, but it's still a struggle. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The General Accounting Office asked Randy Height to count and analyze the number of different government watch lists, and he ran out of fingers.
We were able to find 12 watch lists. I believe there were 9 agencies collectively that have these lists.
The State Department has a tip-off list. The Immigration Service has a National Automated Immigration Lookout list. The Defense Department has its top 10 fugitive list. Some were developed to stop people from entering the country, some to keep track of them once they're here. So Height says it's not surprising that these lists all look different, but it is confusing.
They contain similar but not identical information, and the characteristics of the systems that they are housed on, in terms of the software and the hardware and the data standards that are used, those were different. And the policies and procedures that governed who am I allowed to share this information with, that varied.
The new Department of Homeland Security says it's working on ways to unify these lists, but the GAO was not able to figure out exactly what's being done to sort all this out. And if sorting it out is important to the federal government, it's just as important to state and local officials who rely on this information. Richard Stanek is Commissioner of Public Safety for Minnesota. He says local law enforcement often cannot see all of these different watch lists.
I mean, I have an FBI clearance, but I don't have access to Department of Defense. I don't have access to maybe the State Department's clearance level, and one does not recognize the other, and that's a problem.
Another report released this week by the Police Executive Research Forum says that security clearances remain a barrier for local law enforcement. The forum's Jerry Murphy says even top local officials have a hard time getting the much-desired top secret clearance.
And that allows that individual to sit at an FBI computer terminal to have access to FBI databases.
And how long does that take to get?
That process can take up to 9 months.
That still frustrates many local law enforcement officers who feel they have a key role to play in homeland security. But the Police Executive Research Forum report says despite these issues, there has been tremendous progress in overcoming what may be the most formidable barrier in the information sharing game, the cultural gap separating the feds from the locals. Locals used to complain they were snubbed by federal agencies, but Richard Stanek of Minnesota's Public Safety Department says that's changed.
And the amount of information we're sharing is tremendous. I mean, the relationships are much, much better than they were before. And finally, there's a way in which we can share this information, breaking down some of these barriers or really some of these turf battles that we had before.
That progress shows just how much has changed since 9/11, but it also underscores just how fractured law enforcement and Homeland Security remain. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.